This is episode number 263 of the Fearless Presentations podcast, the fastest, easiest way to eliminate public speaking fear.
Want to absolutely eliminate public speaking fear? This podcast is the answer. Here's the guy who literally wrote the book on fearless presentations, Doug Stannard.
Hey, welcome to Fearless Presentations. I'm Doug Stannard, CEO of the Leaders Institute, and my goal is to help you become a fearless and confident speaker and presenter. This week, I'm going back to how to reduce public speaking fear, and on this episode, I'm going to give you the four main causes of nervousness or public speaking fear, and because once you kind of understand why you are feeling the way that you're feeling, it becomes a whole lot easier to reduce that nervousness. As I cover each one of those four causes, by the way, I'm going to give you my best techniques for eliminating that particular cause. By the way, the episode is sponsored by fearlesspresentations.com. So if you're looking for a faster way to reduce public speaking fear or become a more persuasive speaker, we've got two-day public speaking classes coming up in cities like Phoenix, Charlotte, St. Louis, Chicago, Las Vegas, Cincinnati, New York, Indianapolis, Philadelphia, Dallas, Baltimore, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Detroit, and Washington, D.C. For details about any of those classes or any of the classes that we have coming up, just go to fearlesspresentations.com. All right, so let's get on with today's lesson. So the title of today's session is What Causes the Fear of Public Speaking and How Do I Get Rid of It If I'm Experiencing This Stuff? So like, for instance, you might be asking yourself, okay, why is my heart beating so quickly? And I like to think of myself as being an expert in my field, at least within my own company. And I know what I'm talking about. After all, I've worked in my field for years. I've done my research. So why do I break out in a cold sweat when I have to stand up in front of people to present? If you've ever asked yourself any of those questions, and guess what? You're not alone. The fear of public speaking is the most common social phobia out there. In fact, it's actually one of the most common fears in the entire world. So some people just feel a little jittery and get the dry mouth. And for others, the fear that they experience can be so elevated that it can actually be categorized as a phobia or even an anxiety of some type. So most of us, though, are somewhere in between those two extremes. We may experience a few symptoms of public speaking anxiety, but the process, it's uncomfortable. But the good news is that the public speaking anxiety that people feel it's got common symptoms. And fortunately, there are ways to remedy them. You don't have to live with it or suffer through it. The key really lies in understanding the causes of the fear of public speaking and dealing with each of those individual issues. And once you do, you're more likely to be able to reduce that nervousness. So here are some of the causes of the fear of public speaking and how to overcome them. One of the things that you have to kind of understand is that when you get down to the root cause of your anxiety, once you kind of know what it is and why it's there, a lot of the fear starts to go away almost automatically. The reason why is because a lot of that fear comes from imagining the worst case scenario in your head and then psyching yourself out before you ever actually get in front of a crowd. That happens a lot. It's very, very common. So the major thing to remember is that all of the most confident speakers in the world started out as nervous speakers at some point. Many of them felt the same physical symptoms of nervousness that you're feeling, and they overcame the fear, and you can too. So here are the main causes that I've identified. I'm going to outline them here. I'll give you all four of them, and then we'll go into each one in a little bit more detail. The first one is the lack of experience speaking in front of a formal audience anyway. The second one is a concern that the people in the audience are kind of judging you. The third one happens through insufficient preparation. And I kind of put a caveat in here because sometimes you can prepare very thoroughly, but if you think you haven't prepared enough, that's just as bad as not preparing enough. And we'll kind of talk about that when we get to that one. And then the last one, and this is the one that's really the most detrimental, is a past negative experience or some kind of prior trauma that is causing that nervousness to come back over and over again. So let's kind of go into each one of these and talk about why they're there and a few things that you can do to reduce that nervousness. So the first and really the most common cause of the fear of public speaking is the lack of experience. So if some of the things that I'm going to mention here sound even remotely familiar, if that's the case, then you're probably normal. So let's say your heart rate increases and your palms start to get sweaty when you're up on stage, your voice kind of shakes a little bit. Well, guess what? If those things are happening to you and you're new to speaking in front of a group, guess what? You're normal, right? Most of those things they're just symptoms of nervous energy. Now, unfortunately, the only way to conquer that nervousness is to gain more experience. And that's why people will often take a good public speaking class to get control of that, the nerves. Because when you practice over and over and over again, especially in a class, like it's a controlled environment, so there's a lower risk of something negative occurring or a risk of failure. So the classes work really, really well because they allow each speaker to stand up in front of an audience without that risk of failure. And since everyone in the room is working to become a better public speaker, then the class becomes kind of a shared experience for the entire group. Not only will you learn from your own practice by getting up and just going through the reps, but you also get a chance to kind of see others in the group practice and grow as well. So if you've got a really good coach, then after each presentation, a lot of times the coach is going to give you positive feedback about what you did. That's going to help you focus on your strengths as a presenter, versus if we just practice by ourselves, a lot of times we're going to be overly critical and that can actually cause more nervousness. Now, obviously, I'm a big believer in public speaking classes. That's why we offer so many of our classes all throughout the year. But a big cause of public speaking fear is speaking so infrequently, though. So for instance, if you only drove your car once every 2 years, then you're going to be a nervous wreck, no pun intended. Every time you get behind the wheel, you're going to be nervous. Your nervousness will decrease over time because you started driving more frequently. And that's what a class kind of does for you as well. It gives you a series of positive experiences in a short period of time. So if you can't find a class, by the way, that's close to you, look for a Toastmasters group. You can probably do a Google search and come up with 10 or 15 or 20 of them somewhere really close to you. That's a really good alternative. The only kind of downside of doing Toastmasters versus going to a class is that it just takes a lot more time. So in order to get the same number of prepared speeches, and especially with coaching, it might take you up to a year or so in a Toastmasters group. But if you have the time, it's a very inexpensive way to get a lot of practice over an extended period of time. So the second fear that is very common is a concern that the people in the audience are kind of judging you. That can be nerve-wracking. That's a big cause of public speaking fear. People sometimes refer to this type of fear as imposter syndrome. I'm not a big fan of that term, but you know, since people kind of use it, it's kind of become very common, especially in the speaking world. What's going to happen when people that I'm speaking to figure out that I'm a fraud, right? That's the big question that's in the back of our mind as we're experiencing this specific type of fear. The thing is that this is a self-imposed self-consciousness. So remember that you are speaking in front of that group because you've got information that that group needs. If somebody else in the room was more of an expert on that topic, then they'd be the one up in front of the group. So there are a couple of solutions that I've kind of come across that work somewhat well if you're experiencing this particular fear. The first and the easiest is to just accept it. In your mind, you just got to say, okay, so the audience is judging me. So what, right? That does not change anything, right? Someone judging you doesn't have any bearing on your performance. They can't make you a better speaker and they can't make you a worse speaker. So really, though most audiences are more interested in themselves than they are in you, they've got problems and your information may be able to help them solve a problem, So if you kind of think of your presentations that way versus how am I looking? Am I saying this right? Is the audience going to, am I going to be offended if I say this? Or are they going to think I'm uneducated? You know, all of those kind of things that are going on in your mind. Most of the time, the audience is like, oh man, I am really hungry. I haven't had lunch yet, right? I mean, that's kind of the major focus a lot of times. Or man, that project that I'm working on right now, ooh, man, I really should be working on that right now versus being in the stupid meeting. You know, most of the time, it has nothing to do with you. So just kind of keep that in mind. The second solution to this one, by the way, is to stop focusing on yourself and focus more on the audience members. So from the moment that you walk into the conference room, you want to ask yourself, how can I help the people in my audience understand this content better? And then your stress hormones, the ones that were causing all of the negative thoughts and the panic attacks a few minutes ago, now help you present more effectively. You're actually using those things to your advantage. The negative energy now becomes positive energy. So all you really have to do in that situation is just to change your focus. Focus on the audience versus focusing on yourself. So the third cause of public speaking fear is insufficient preparation. And like I mentioned earlier, there's also a caveat on this one. It could just be thinking that you haven't prepared enough. Because this is one of the few causes of anxiety where you have 100% control over whether or not this occurs. For instance, you should practice a couple of times before getting up in front of a group of people to present. Practicing actually reduces the chance of the brain freeze and provides a little bit of muscle memory. And your brain will remember the flow of your presentation after you practice it once or twice. Whether you do it fully, you know, do the full entire presentation, or whether you just kind of run through an abbreviated version in your head, a lot of times that's really all you'll need. However, keep in mind that practice does not make perfect. Practice makes permanent. So if you practice a very bad speech, you're going to get really, really good at giving a very bad speech. That isn't good for you, and it's not good for your audience. So when you design your presentation, remember that less is more. Just like in the previous tip, focus on the audience and what they want and what they need to know. Then limit your content to just the most important things that the audience needs to know, the things that you need to cover. You don't have to explain everything. Just explain the most important things to the audience. This process, by the way, will cut your prep time significantly. It also helps you feel more prepared, and the audience is going to like your presentation a whole lot better as well. By the way, a little word of warning here. You can actually over-prepare too. So don't fall into the trap of writing your presentation out word for word or trying to memorize your speech. That's just going to cause you to be more nervous, and you don't really want to spend hours creating your visual aids first and then trying to speak to the slideshow. Instead, organize your thoughts and the most important items that your audience needs to know, then create your slideshow afterwards to help you better explain that content. By the way, for details on how to actually design a presentation that helps you reduce that nervousness, I'll put a link in the show notes to one of the other episodes where we kind of go through that in greater detail. All right, so this, I saved this last one for last. This is the most difficult cause of public speaking fear. It's past negative experiences or some kind of prior traumatic experience that you've had that can actually cause fear as well. And the reason why I saved this one for last is because negative past experiences can be a much more serious cause of the fear of public speaking. With the exception of the lack of experience one, this fear causes more stage fright than any other that we've kind of talked about. It's also more likely to cause your flight response, your fight or flight mechanism, to kind of kick in. So like, for instance, let's say at some point someone asked you a question that you couldn't answer and it was an embarrassment for you. Or maybe you were delivering a speech and lost your place and totally froze up for a few seconds. No matter how well you recover, that can still stick in the back of your mind as an embarrassing moment. Or more likely, this is the one that happens most often, is you delivered an okay presentation, a fine presentation, but in your head, the speech was a disaster. So if you think you did poorly, even if you actually did really well, then your nervousness will actually increase the next time that you get up to speak. So this cause of public speaking fear is more complicated and it takes more time to overcome because every time that you do something and have a success, your confidence in that skill set is going to grow. However, every time that you do something and have a failure or think that you've had a failure, then your self-confidence, your self-consciousness is going to grow. Your self-confidence is going to go down. So if you had a bad experience that's causing you to be nervous, you may create a self-fulfilling prophecy for yourself. Your nervousness may cause you to have another bad experience the next time you get up to speak. The important point here is to avoid falling into that negative reinforcing cycle. You've got to break the cycle and begin to experience a series of successes, because the longer that the series of negative experience takes, or the longer that has occurred, the more positive experiences that you're going to need to begin to grow that confidence. So if the last 10 times that you've gotten up, you've had negative experiences, then man, it may take 12 or 15 positive experiences to overcome that. So this is one of those things that you want to kind of nip in the bud as fast as you can. A good analogy is kind of like learning to play golf. The more you practice a bad golf swing, the more difficult it's going to be to make a correction. However, going to a golf pro early is going to help you improve your swing much more quickly. It's going to shorten your learning curve. So a good public speaking coach can do the same for you and your presentation skills. So basically, if you understand the causes of the fear and why you're experiencing what you're experiencing, then you can actually do something about them. The four causes are pretty simple, and you probably noticed that in each of the scenarios that I kind of mentioned, the getting a coach or going to a presentation class is a good solution. That wasn't by accident. There's really no faster or easier way to overcome the fear of public speaking than by taking a good presentation class. Because if you have a good coach that's teaching or leading that presentation class, he or she can help you pinpoint small changes that you need to make in order to get a much, much, much better result. You make a minor change, you get huge results, huge positive results. And also remember that there's a reason why you're up in front of the group. Somebody somewhere recognized that you've got information to share that is valuable to the audience. So focus on that, and a lot of the nervousness will kind of fade away. So if you want help in any of these, we encourage you to enroll in one of our Fearless Presentations classes. If you do that, then your fear is going to fade away a whole lot faster and be gone in more of a permanent basis. All right. So thanks a lot for being a part of Fearless Presentations. We'll see you next week.
Subscribe to this podcast for new public speaking secrets each week.